How are you doing this morning? Well, I'm telling you, it's been a good week, hasn't it? You know, I can remember things have changed a lot since I was a young man. And I mean, some things have changed drastically. Morals are different than it was about 34 years ago. TV is definitely different. We only had like two or three channels to watch. Now we got, what, 300, 400, 5, I don't know. It's unlimited what you can watch nowadays. The movies are a lot different than they were when I was a kid and everything. And it seems like to me that people are even different than they were during those times. You know, but some things don't ever change. It'd be like today if you went out and you decided, well, I think I'm going to get me some lease property. Or I'm going to buy me some land. You go out and you go look at the pens. You look at the fences. And you go, man, who designed these pens? Everything, nothing's right. Nothing's like I need it to be for me to work the way I need to work them. First thing you start doing is you start moving gates. Maybe turning them around so that they open different directions. The lane that you use to push them through, you either widen it or narrow it, or you bring it to a point, something. There's always something to do to change to make it to where it's perfect for you. It's the same way if you go and you buy a house. At least it is when it seems like when I buy a house. First thing you do is you start ripping up a carpet. You start painting the walls, changing out faucets, electrical plates are wrong, the light fixture's not right, and ceiling fan's the wrong style, got to have another ceiling fan. Walls start moving, you know, I mean, it's just a total renovation when you move into a new place. Next thing you know, everything in the house is just the way you need it. You know, statisticians have been saying for many, many years now that young adults no longer seek out the local church, that they stay home, that they do what pleases them, what makes them feel good. No longer do they need God in their lives to function. They think that they've got it all figured out. Know anybody like that? I'm telling you, it's real. They don't feel like they need that church. And the main reason that they say that young adults feel like that they don't need church is because they do not see in the older adults and the ones that claim to be Christians God working out through their lives. They don't see a difference. Because what they see is what they say with their mouth is different what their convictions are. What they say with their mouth on Sunday, the rest of the week, is different. They don't look the same. They don't match. There's a word for that. I hate to use it because I heard it from my dad ever since I was a little bitty. It's called hypocrite. It's someone who talks one way out of one side of their mouth and another this direction. It's like a sword. It cuts both ways. Not only does our world and our young adults need to see the power of God, the power of the gospel working out through us as Christians, they need to see it on a daily basis. They need to see that there's really something there. They really need to see the love. Seeing that when folks who pray to God for help, who pray to God for direction, who pray to God and God shows up. We've had a lot of sick folks in our church, and we've been lifting them up in prayer. Say, man, God, we need you to heal these folks. They're hurting so bad. They're so sick. Start praying, and all of a sudden, they start feeling better. Automatically, the healing starts. And you say, well, you know, that was probably going to happen anyway. Well, that's just a bunch of hogwash. That's the power of God working from folks praying, brothers and sisters in Christ who love each other, and they want the best for each other. Let's open up our Bibles to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Excuse me. I've been a little under the weather myself this week. Scripture says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. You know, a new person or a new creature, as your Bible may say, your translation, that doesn't look like they did before they became a Christian. Something has changed in their life. They're gutted out. The bad stuff that they had going on in their life has been replaced with something new. They're no longer the same. Just like when someone comes in to renovate a house, there's no wall that has a chance. Every wall can fall victim to it. There's no room is safe. That's what happens when the gospel of Jesus Christ moves into a heart of a human being. There's no spot in your life, no spot in your heart that it won't change. Immediately, I'm talking about, and it doesn't happen overnight, y'all. I'm not talking about overnight stuff like from one day to the next. I'm talking about over the next few years. Immediately, it starts changing things. All the dark spots that are there, light starts to shine in. The wrecking ball comes in and knocks walls down that were there before, that were hurting you, hurting your family, hurting other people. It knocks them down. It tears them out, guts them out, and flushes it out. Throws it in the spiritual trash bin. And when it starts, all the dark places are exposed, and the light of the Holy Spirit floods it with pure light, pure love. You know, it kind of looks messy at first when you first become a Christian, because some of the things that you wanted to do before, all of a sudden you start questioning it and going, should I be doing that? Is that going to hurt me if I do this? If someone sees me do this, is it going to hurt them? Is it going to hurt my witness as a Christian? If someone sees me do this, are they going to say, oh, you're just like that? Every one of them that says they're a Christian, but they act just like I do and do what I do and say what I say. It kind of looks messy at first before all the dust settles. But when it's done, before God is done with each and every one of us, he replaces panic with faith. He replaces hate with love. Complaints with prayer. And selfishness he replaces with generosity. Everything changes, and everything changes for the better. Amen? It says in Ephesians 4:31-32, get rid of all bitterness, all rage, anger, harsh words, slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. You know, as I was working on this message, God was speaking to me about some things that I needed to change in my life, the way that there were some things that, some rough edges that needed to be honed down. There were some places in my heart that I've been withholding. Some dark spots that I had to work on. He shined the light on it and started changing me. I thought I was good. I thought, well, everything's good. I'm all right. Whenever you get to thinking that you're all right and everything is good and you don't have, there's no more changing that you got to do, when you go to pray to God and you say, Lord, show me if there's something that's not right in me. And all of a sudden, bam, like the two before upside your head, you go, wow, I didn't see that one coming, Lord. When folks hear your name, what do they say about you? When folks hear your voice coming and they know it's you, do they duck and hide for fear that they'll get talked to by you? What do folks say about you and your Christian walk? That's what I had to deal with this week. Do they say that's one fine, godly man? Man, that dude will help anybody. He is a friendly, he's always got a smile on his face, and he'll help you at the drop of a hat. Matter of fact, he's almost pushy about it, about trying to help you. Or it's that woman that is so loving that when she just comes around, as soon as you see her, a smile comes across your face, and you just want to hug her. Because you know that that woman loves you unconditionally. She's the sweetest person that I know. You know, life is way too short for us to go through life any other way. You know, it takes a lot of effort and a lot of steam to push, go through life doing it by yourself. It is so easy when you turn it over to the Lord and you let him change you from the inside out. It starts right here inside your heart, and it just radiates outside of your body. We need to desperately ask God, ask the Holy Spirit to convict us where we need changing in our lives. If you're here this morning, and you're like me, you were thinking everything is hunky-dory in my life. I have nothing that I need to fix. You know, every gate is just perfect. Every room is just neat as a pin. Everything is pleasing in my life. It may be. You may be perfect. I don't know this morning. But if you're like anyone else, God's not through with you until they throw dirt in your face. Because nobody is perfect, only one. And that's Jesus. The world around us, our friends, our neighbors, need to see what Christianity really looks like. Is it that false Christianity that the world talks about? Or is it that true love that comes only from the Son of God, Jesus? They need to see the power and the beauty of the gospel when we tell others about Jesus and what he's done for us. Radiating out of us like a shining light, like a light on a hill that you can see from any direction, no matter where you look, it spreads light. When do you think we ought to start? When do you think we ought to start the change process? We're late already. Let's start right now. Right now, this morning. Let's make a commitment to the Lord that we want to pray, Lord, show me where I need to be different. When people see me coming, they're ready to grab my hand, hug me around the neck. They're glad to see me. Not, uh-oh, here they come. If you're that person, You probably don't even know it. You probably don't even know it that you're that way. I was that way for a long time. People would see me coming, oh, Lord, here you go. What do they say about you? It's not too late to change. Matter of fact, it's just in time. It's the perfect time is now. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Lord. I just thank you for your many blessings this morning. Lord, as many of us need to, well, there's all of us, Lord. We all need to change. Father, there's so many things, Lord, that we could do so much better. Father, if we only had the things that are standing between us and you, that sin, Lord, and we would confess our sins and ask for forgiveness and ask you, Lord, to change us from the inside out. Father, there may be someone here this morning that doesn't know what I'm talking about because they've never received you as their Lord and Savior. They'd like to become a Christian, but they don't know how to do it, Lord. I'm just going to pray this short prayer. And if you don't know the Lord, you be sure and pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, I know that I'm a sinner. And also believe that you love me and sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for my sins so that I might be forgiven. Right now, I accept the precious gift of forgiveness. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I'll give everything that I have to you, Lord, all that I'm ever going to be or want to be. I'm no longer my own, Lord, and I belong to you. You lead and I'll follow in Jesus' name. Lord, that's a prayer that needs to be said by a lot of folks in this world. I just pray, Father, that you would change each and every one of us to where that we will make a difference in each other's lives, that we will be the salt that this world needs, Lord, in the worst way. We've got a whole year of all kinds of things, Lord. There's no mistakes in it so far. I pray, Lord, that we fall into line to your will, that we love each other unconditionally, and we tell others about Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I hope y'all have a blessed week. No matter where God sends you this week, what trail he sends you on, I pray that God will bless you and be with you. Till next time we see each other.